From dark to light and living to loving. Your business is as unique as you are. I'm Meg, your host. Calling in Clarity is all about the business insights I have as a spiritual mental projector. We'll talk all things business energetics and marketing. My hope is that you, the powerful creator and healer, can learn to enjoy the journey of entrepreneurship with ease and flow. If that sounds like you, come on, let's get started. In this episode, I talk about how I navigated being sick while launching, taking care of my also sick family, taking care of my clients, and running a virtual retreat. All of this as a non-motor projector. So if you are feeling the ick today, suck up, buttercup. I'm going to give you a couple tips and remind you that you've got this. Okay, welcome today, you guys. Yep, I am still getting over the sickness, so you may hear a couple deep breaths, a couple little coughs, and maybe even a sniffle or two. So yes, welcome back to Calling in Clarity. I'm Meg, your host, and I am a 3-5 mental projector for those who keep up in the energetic blueprint space. That means that I do not have any motors that consistently drive my energy. And so I'm actually going to start off by just kind of giving you a replay of how this, I mean, I honestly wouldn't even be afraid to say that it's COVID. I know we're all kind of tired of hearing that word. It's been a massive, massive head cold in our family. And anyhow, I want to give you sort of a replay of what that looked like. With two projectors in the household, my son is a self-projected projector, and then two generators with like almost every center defined, and what that looked like. So my self-projected projector, he was the one who started feeling sick first, and we all kind of blew it off like, okay, you know, you might be tired, you're ready for spring break, right? It was around spring break time. And then the rest of us started feeling it. And see, there it is. I can't remember the order after that. All I know is that we all were just down for the count. The two projectors in our household, so myself and my oldest son, my oldest biological son, I should say. We've so far felt it the longest, and we're kind of the ones that are like, well, take care of me, please. Let me just sleep and rest. Whereas the generators in our household, they were really like down for a day and then ready to go play. In fact, my partner, who's a generator, this past weekend when I was just really feeling the ick, he went and did like a 12-mile hike up a mountain. And he asked if I wanted to go. I was like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm going to lay in bed and take a bath and take care of myself. So it was just interesting to watch the different design types in our household and how we all handled being sick. But today, I'm really going to be talking about the fact that I was currently am launching not one, but two programs. I'm in a launch cycle right now. While I'm sick, while I'm still serving my clients, while taking care of my family, and this past weekend, I even ran a virtual retreat. So there were so many projects that were already on the calendar, so many meetings that were already on the calendar. And if you are in a similar place, then this is the podcast for you. So first and foremost, how I navigated it was really neutralizing. I mean, that is really step number one, is the mindset. I neutralized everything that was happening. I am someone who is huge on creating inner safety within yourself. Especially if you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, this is a crucial, crucial step. If you're feeling needy about your launch, you probably shouldn't be launching anyways. So it really, really helped to have that nervous system regulation already in place as I was launching these two different programs. And when I say launching, it's more like relaunching, because these are programs that I've had in place. They're just open for enrollment again. So that can make a difference as well. But if you are somebody who is launching a program for the first time and you don't have that nervous system regulation in place, you're like, ooh, I really, really need people to sign up for this, I would highly encourage you to neutralize. And this is something that, of course, I dig much deeper on with my clients. Really, you know, the universe does not like to gift us when we're in an energy of neediness. That's first and foremost. Secondly, I gave myself lots of rest and self-care. Most of my client sessions were in bed. I said, this is where I'm at today, you guys, and I'm here, I'm with you, and I'm also going to really keep myself comfortable and restful as much as possible. So lots of tea, lots of water, and lots of comfiness. That was, of course, a huge piece of it, as I think most people have the desire to be really comfy when they are sick. And then going off of that, I mean, authenticity is huge as well. So this didn't just pertain to my clients. I'm trying to remember if I had any sales calls. Sales calls are not something that I typically do. However, if it feels aligned, I will jump on one. So I didn't have any of those. I just had the retreat, and I was just really authentic to my audience, to my family, to my clients, to the attendees at the virtual retreat. I was like, I'm going to be coughing. I'm showing up as the best version of myself for you. And that looks a little different today. Now, I did toy with the idea a couple of times of rescheduling. And my intuition knew. Like, it just knew this disease that's in the body, it's going to be here for a little while. So powering through isn't necessarily the recommendation I have. However, there was a large piece of saying, Meg, are you committed to this project now or not? So again, you know, if you're sick and you're dealing with a lot of different projects, ask yourself how committed you are. Ask yourself if it's something to put off. As an example, this virtual retreat, it was something that I had been invited to do, and I probably should have said no several months before. I did not check with my authority on that. And I knew, you know, if I can get through this retreat, then things are really going to start looking up. I don't want to push it off. I don't want to put it on the to-do list for later. I want to get through it and move on to the next, right? So that's one example. But you can really check with your authority, check with your intuition to say, hey, is it appropriate for me to take a break right now? Or is it appropriate to just be really authentic with everyone and tell them where I'm at? And so for me, it was the authenticity, right? And not one of my clients skipped a beat. I've had multiple, I mean, my inbox is like flowing with new people asking about programs. So I want to encourage you, if you're in a space where you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling sick, you're run down, you're tired, there's so much mindset in this game of being an entrepreneur. I sometimes, not always, say that it can be the most important factor to your business success. And had I come to this, you know, decision-making process with a victim mindset, saying, oh, poor me, I'm sick, I don't feel good, I should just crawl in a hole and rest, I would not be having the explosion in my business that I'm currently having while still resting and taking care of myself. I do want to mention too, when I talk about self-care can literally be everything if you frame it that way. Particularly when you're sick, overwhelmed, I want to just talk about the magic of breath real quick as I take a deep breath. People know that breathing is healing, that it clears space in our mind. We know this because when we do it, we feel the effects. And on a scientific, a biological level, I realized how much my symptoms improved after every time I did breath work over these last couple of days. So I started diving into it in true mental projector fashion, looking for the research. And at a cellular level, when we breathe out carbon dioxide, this is a fun fact for you. When we breathe out carbon dioxide, we are taking cellular waste, things that our body says like, hey, we really don't need this, but it's hanging out in here. We're taking that and we're breathing it out. So you'll hear a lot of healers actually tell you, you know, breathe out more, take longer breaths out, because you're releasing pain. Trauma, pain, all this is stored in our body at a significant cellular level. And, you know, so with me being sick, like physically ill, every time that I did this breath work, I could feel improvements within my body, which was just so cool, because sometimes when we are sick, breathing is the last thing we're thinking about because it's a little difficult to do anyways, right? So this is just your reminder that when you are sick, include deep breathing, include breath work in your self-care practice. It is a game changer from a biological to a fifth dimensional level. It is a game changer. So these are really the like inner work pieces that helped me so much while I was sick. And I truly believe that the inner work has to be done before the outer work, such as like communicating, marketing, sales, all of that, that's outer work. The inner work is the foundation And when you have, again, like this neutralized safe space in your body, as an example, right, that I have a neutralized safe space in my body that told me it's okay to show up just as you are, and your business will thrive regardless. It was neutral. That's the such a massive, massively important piece of being an entrepreneur. So if you want to see the outer work, the sales, the marketing, having an actual effect on your business, it's going to start with the inner work of forgiveness, self-love, confidence, all of these pieces. But I'm going to tell you the outer work pieces as well that really, really, really helped as I navigated launching in low energy, even lower energy than normal. Because again, if you are familiar with the concept of human design, your energetic blueprint, I am a low energy individual most of the time. Okay. So I will say this 1,000 times over. Automation saved my life. Automation was so powerful over the last week. I'm not exactly sure when we all got sick. I can't quite remember, so I'm just going to say week. And when I say automation, it's things like Facebook ads, it's things like email sequences, scheduled posts. And I'll dive into a little bit of what those did for me through this time period. So email sequences, those are something that I started to dive into a couple of months ago. As a mom, I tend to run a lot of my business from my phone, which meant that I became really, really great at social media marketing. It's one of the easiest things to do from your phone, right? I became really, really confident in my conversations, my sales, all of these things. So I said, all right, Meg, it's time to focus on email sequences. And these were powerful, so powerful. I have, as an example, I have a free masterclass that I am doing tomorrow. If you listen to this and you would like an invitation, you can send a request my way. I'll let you know. Because whenever I do events, I do not market them. I'll invite you if I feel aligned or if you find out about it somehow and you request it. And over the course of just the last 3-4 days, I've had 55 people sign up for this masterclass that I did not like even remotely share, right? And the email sequences were set up for that. I have, you know, freebies, and people have been like flocking to that. I have increased my email list in just this past week alone by 100%. So it's doubled. And all of these sequences, all these emails that people are getting, which by the way have a 50% open rate, which is unheard of in email marketing. All of these sequences were set up already. So people come in through the door and it doesn't matter that I'm sick. Now they're signing up for programs. Now they're asking for more information. Now they're coming to events that are set up for them. So it has been really cool to have that set up right now. If you don't have an email list, an email marketing system set up, I want to highly encourage you to do that. If you do not have a website, I also want to highly encourage you to do that. And I also say that it's not necessary. Like, these things are not necessary for your business to thrive. However, they give you a lot more freedom. So much more freedom. I don't like to put all, like I said, I've become very, very mastered at handling social media marketing because it's easy to do from my phone. Now, I would never recommend to anyone to rely on social media because there's algorithms, there's changes all the time, and it's wonky. Like, you're not meant to be a social media expert, so make sure you have a website set up. Make sure you have an email sequence set up or email list, and use those pieces. And hitting on social media, the other piece of this is that my posts are scheduled. I do not have to go into social media. And if you're living there, I want to, again, just encourage you to find a scheduler, whether it's Hootsuite, trying to think of some of the others. You can Google them. There's so many different ways to schedule your posts. Like, on Instagram, you can literally just schedule them through that app. Obviously, Meta Business too. Okay, you can Google what you would like to use. But having scheduled posts was so amazing. I didn't have to, like, hurry up, get on social media, hurry up and post this before the time goes away, blah, blah, blah. So done with fighting the algorithm. What's meant to come from social media will come. And so having these scheduled posts was amazing. Amazing. Now, I didn't have it scheduled out all the way, so I did have to post a couple times. And when I say have to, of course I did not have to. I wanted to. And with this foggy brain, right, like, not feeling 100%, most of it is a head cold. It was really, really incredible to have a marketing system in place. So this is something that I teach inside of my containers. And what I always tell people is, you don't have to follow this system. And it is so nice on a day when you don't know what to post, what to send out in your emails, what to have a conversation about. It's so, so freeing for the mind and the nervous system to just have a system right there, ready to rock and roll. And so I did. I relied on that. And I said, oh, okay, this is what we're talking about today. Cool. Plug and play. I'm out. Going back to take a nap or a bath or whatever it was. So these automations, while I had set them up ahead of time, became lifesavers for me over the course of these past couple of days, especially, again, you know, being in retreat and knowing that I didn't have that extra time, I also didn't have that extra energy. If you are a projector listening to this right now, I highly, highly suggest automation. Oh, the other thing I didn't talk about was ads. So ads can be hit or miss. I definitely only suggest them once you have a crystal clear message and you've done a decent amount of market research around this. It's a super niched piece of content. And it doesn't even have to be an advertisement. It could be a YouTube video. I mean, so many different ways to go about this. Ultimately, though, it directs people back to you. And that's the entire point. So that is a huge, huge reason why I've had such an influx of messages. And I've let everybody know, again, going back to authenticity, hey, I am under the weather right now. I'm going to get back to your messages as I'm able. And I just created time slots for, hey, when I have the energy to chat with people, that's what I'll do. When I have the energy to work on, different projects, that's what I'll do. For instance, right now I have the energy to do this podcast. So it's commitment and boundaries, right? And communicating those boundaries. So there's a massive amounts of different pieces, and I just don't think that I could get into all of them, because here's the deal, is that mostly everything that saved me during this time period so that I could have the energy to take care of my family, so that I could have the time and space to heal myself, and so that I could even show up to this retreat, kick it off and end it. It's all because of the work that I put in ahead of time. So again, if you're someone who has a family, if you're someone who has a business, you're someone who could possibly get sick at any given time, like as is true for all of us as humans, I simply want to encourage you to put some systems in place. I know this can be really, really difficult, especially for like artistic minds. So again, you guys know where to find me. My Instagram's linked below. And give you some suggestions, some tips. This has been such a game changer, this automation, and really truly all the work that I've done ahead of this time period to just say, it's okay. It's okay that I don't feel 100%, and I can still show up in the 100% version of myself that I am now and feel great about it. So I hope that that gave you at least a couple helpful tips and tricks. And please always remember, my inbox is open. I am here to support you. And I now am going to go give myself a little bit more of that self-care, rest, and relaxation. And I'm encouraging you to do the same.
Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you found some breakthroughs for your business. And if you'd like to connect further, you can find me on Instagram at thatunbrokenguidemeg. Thanks again for spending time with me. I'm honored to hold this space for you.